Thank you very much. Some very interesting points there you've raised, Councillor Stevenson. Mr. Meacham, I want to hand it straight over to Mr. Meacham.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Councillor. Clearly, transport modelling is not everyone's taste, but obviously you've gone into it in quite some detail, which I think is helpful for all the members here. But I think really is we do have to put trust in what the model is doing and the professionals that are actually employed to do that. And if we've got questions of them, which obviously you have, then obviously as officers we're happy to take those back and get some answers to them. But there are, I think, areas of deep understanding required for some of this in terms of their assumptions. The figures like AM and PM are different because there's a different spread of journeys in that time. And the actual 1287, the 144, that's actually the number of vehicles that need to be removed to bring that flow capacity back into reasonable standards. So it's not about losing cars. So I think it's just a case of understanding things, and I appreciate Jacob's report and probably my interpretation report. It doesn't spell everything out as it would do to the nth degree from that point of view. And yes, I mean, road safety schemes, those matters, they are a very long way down in the planning process. Whenever you're planning a road, it can take 2, 3, 4 years. Some go to public inquiry and all the rest of it. So you do certain audits at certain times. The next version, phase three, I've made it very clear that we need to be very specific about what the mitigation measures are and how much they're going to cost, so that when I'm standing up at the examination public or somebody else is, they can be crystal clear that actually we've got the evidence to support those particular movements and what's going to happen there. So again, it's a case of the iterative development of this. It will be looked different in phase three because no doubt other sites will be in and other sites will be out as we go forward.
Yes, one moment, Councillor. Our legal officer would like to suggest something.
I just wondered and whether it would be appropriate, listening to the concerns that have been raised, when members of this committee had concerns about understanding the housing needs assessment, we actually arranged a session with the local plan committee members and the consultants engaged on that piece of work so that we could have more of a questions and answers type session. I wonder whether it would be appropriate to do the same on the transport modelling, because it sounds like there are some concerns being raised, and I feel that it would be appropriate for members to be able to raise those concerns and hear the answers from the people that are producing the data.
Excellent suggestion, thank you. Before I come to you, Councillor Scott, is everybody? Yes, of course. But is anybody generally in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Fine. Right, Councillor Stevenson, and I'll take Councillor Scott afterwards.
Yeah, I'm definitely in agreement with that.
Thank you.
I'll be up the front, cheering along. My biggest concern here really is that we, as a committee, we pushed something through at phase one. We asked for something to be done, and we were completely ignored.
No, I agree.
You know. What is the point of us even sitting here if this is going to be the attitude?
I don't disagree.
You know, and the second thing is, they gave us a reason as to why they didn't do it, and that reason, for want of a better word, was full of...
Yeah.
I'll stop there.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Hot air.
I don't want us to go to phase three when we haven't finished doing phase one.
Yeah, I'm fine. If I may, as if I've got the mood right, I completely agree with what your comments are. I'm very mindful. I don't want this, and the colour comments have been coming from the committee along the same lines. I don't want this. Our process is held up because that just means we're going to allow more unscheduled development in all our communities, and that is the last thing we want. So, if we go with Mrs. Hastings' suggestion, and if you're happy that we go through, and Councillor Guglielmo here at County will go and speak with. Councillor Bass, directly,
yeah.
And we'll also ask all, and if Councillor Broderick, you can ask your county councillor to back up Councillor Guglielmo, and then we'll do the rest, the various other county councillors. So at least we could be hopefully speaking with one voice there. If that would satisfy everybody, then we could go. I can then move to. I'll take Councillor Scott's question next, and that'll be the last one. And then I can move to the recommendation, which I've got something extra to go in here. I hope that will satisfy your other demands and needs. Is everybody? Of course.
Sorry,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I just ask that we do this thing with Essex County Council?
Oh, yeah, I will. Don't worry about quickly. That. If I say something, it happens.
You know,
yeah,
I don't want to be trying to decide this over December or November when we're dealing with budgets.
I've just faced down the EA today, Anglia Water and Natural England, so this shouldn't. So I should be able to take on county. Councillor Newton, is it a question? If so, is it pertinent to what we've discussed or not? Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm going to take you after Councillor Scott. Councillor Scott?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I've noted down a few questions. I'm confused about the figures. Councillor Broderick brought it up, and I just want, and I don't think it was answered, about the amount of housing proposed for either CBC area and TDC area. I mean, if you look at the map of TDC area and you look at the far eastern part of Colchester Borough area, clearly we have more land area in our district in the west than CBC, and you're saying there are more houses going on CBC. These are either going to be very, very small tin pot houses, okay, or they're going to be flats, and I can't see it, because the only area I know in the Colchester Borough area, because my ward is literally near it, is the Wivenhoe area that goes along behind Grinstead. That's Wivenhoe ward, and that's the only area I can see on the map, unless you take about St John's Bullock Wood area. I can't see anywhere else where you're going to put most of the housing on that side rather than our side. And we have more area in the west of the district. In terms of Councillor Land saying about Thorpe, well, if people are going to go west of the district, surely they're going to go east of Wheely and go and head to Thorpe and further on. So I can't understand why we haven't looked at junctions and the route going through Thorpe. Councillor Land knows his ward, and Councillor Land knows the issues in his ward, and I'm quite surprised. I go to Thorpe quite a lot and go to the nice pub in Thorpe, and I often go that way, and I'm quite surprised there's nothing about junctions there. Mrs. Hastings was talking about perhaps having Essex County Council come down. Well, that'd be jolly nice, because I can't get in contact with them the best of times. If you can get them down here, then we have a miracle. Because
just as a matter of point of information, Councillor,
point
they were
of
here
information,
last week.
That will be a miracle. I'm just saying that will it be a members briefing that we had from other things?
No, it'll be pertinent to this committee.
Right, that's useful. Okay.
Well, the reason for that, Councillor Scott, is that so it can be pointed, and it can be, and rather than being general, we can be.
And will we have all the officers?
Oh yes, sorry, of course.
Okay. And will they actually listen?
Yes. That I can't
explain.
That.
Then we'll explain the reasons behind.
Okay. Thank you very much. But I will. Obviously to mention the Thorpe, though, because Thorpe is key. If we're talking about the western junctions from Freighton to Wheely, and then down to Clapton, then we've got Frinton and Kirby to the far east of the district, then there is a gap there, and that's Thorpe, and that's a big opening there for further traffic going that way. And our council land is perfectly correct on that.
Right, thank you very much, Councillor Scott. I think it was just